So Yochai Glick arrived in Australia with a wife and three little boys from Israel in 1990. I was born and raised on a kibbutz in the mid-north of Israel. I studied at the Technion, and my specialty is resource efficiency, the engineering and science side of resource efficiency, and especially in the energy market.
We're talking to the energy market. It concerns all of us, all our pockets, because we all use energy, we all use gas, we all use electricity, and we don't understand why in Australia the prices of energy, the price of electricity, gas is so high when we have such a rich country and we pay so much for electricity.
You're absolutely right, Nitsa. I mean, you have to be blind Freddy in Australia not to know that we have an energy crisis. You know, you can't open the radio for more than 2 hours without hearing something about the energy crisis. So indeed, the prices have gone up significantly. What's important to understand is that the price of electricity that we pay doesn't only depend on the fuel that generates it. There are three reasons why the prices of electricity went up in Australia. So the first reason has to do with the introduction of wind and solar, those rooftop PVs and wind farms. You see, the traditional generators of electricity from gas and coal were built for a very, very long time. They relied on a 20, 30-year investment in existence. And all of a sudden, these competitors from solar and wind are taking up some of their income because they're generating some of the electricity. So the only way for those big ones to sustain themselves is to raise the cost of energy in order to retain the level of income that they base their investment on. The second reason is that the cost of generation isn't the only component of the energy that we consume. Don't forget, we've got the poles and the wires, the energy grid. Somebody has to pay for it. The only way to pay for it is through the electricity bill. Now, what happened in Australia is that in recent years, for the first time since the beginning of the previous century, since the electricity grid was created, the total electricity demand has been lowered. Now, these guys planned the grid for a certain level of electricity consumption. And if that consumption goes down, they've got less income. The only way to recoup the cost is to raise the cost of energy. And the reasons why we consume less, again, there's multiple reasons. The first one is that we've got much more efficient appliances. We buy more stars on our refrigerators and so on, and especially LED lighting instead of the incandescent lights. The second reason are these rooftop photovoltaics. And the third one, and we actually exported a lot of our manufacturing capacity to our neighbors in the north. And with that manufacturing capacity was electricity demand. So we actually exported the need for electricity to our neighbors, and our demand has gone down. And as I mentioned, the cost of a unit of electricity has to go up to cover the existing infrastructure. Those are the three reasons why the electricity price has gone up, in spite of Australia being so rich in resources.
So why are we paying so much for gas?
The price of gas is actually a very ugly story. What happened in Australia is that governments gave gas companies a very long-term contract to sell at market prices and pay very low royalties to the land. And let's not forget that the gas in the ground belongs to us, to the citizens of Australia, not to the gas companies. They have to pay a royalty. Qatar, for example, the largest exporter in the world, extract royalty from the gas miners 300% higher than Australia. So Australian gas will always be cheaper for countries that want to import it, like Japan, like North Korea, like China. So no matter how much gas we produce, they will always be willing to pay more for it. And because it's those market prices, the gas companies will always get more money from those overseas companies and have no interest to sell it here.
What you're saying is that in fact, they sell it for a cheap price overseas, the gas, because of the agreements that we have. But for the local consumer, the price is much higher.
The agreement said that any amount that they manufacture in Australia will go first to those overseas. And only if they don't want any more, we can sell it locally, unless for a very high price. And so they're complex agreements, but they are definitely not in favor of the Australian citizen. Now, to give an example, in the USA, the cost of gas has gone down, and they have something called local reservation regulation. The gas companies are not allowed to export gas until the local market has been satisfied. in Australia, that's against the Liberal government ideology. They are in favor of global trade agreements without tariffs, without protection. And so there is no local reservation rule in Australia. But that is the only solution to the gas prices in Australia, is to regulate local reservation.
Right. So the Australian consumer is paying more because of this policy, which is very strange.
Yeah, indeed. One of the large energy companies is going to buy back Australian gas from Japan for a cheaper price. It just shows you how absurd this whole market is.
I think the government's trying to look into this energy crisis, and they came with the Finkel report. Can you please tell us about it?
The reason the Finkel report came along is because for years the energy crisis was used for political fighting between the parties. But once the price reached so high, they couldn't ignore it anymore, and they chose an independent umpire, the chief scientist of Australia, Dr. Alan Finkel, and he wrote the Finkel report. So the Finkel report solves what he calls a trilemma, solves three problems. The first problem is one of security of supply and reliability of electricity. How do we avoid blackouts and have a stable electricity supply? That's the first one. The second target is how to give customers a lower price and a better service. So for example, if a customer uses electricity during off-peak hours, not during peak hours, to sell it to that customer for a much cheaper price. And the third mechanism that he put in the Finkel report is lowering the greenhouse gas emissions of energy. And that's what he called the clean energy target. So those are the three mechanisms included in the Finkel report.
Do you think that it's going to solve our energy crisis?
It's going to go some way to solving it. The Finkel report includes 50 recommendations. Out of those, COAG accepted 49. The only one that hasn't been accepted is the clean energy target. Without clean energy target, we will not lower the cost of energy. Because you have to remember that wind and solar, the price of the fuel is free. So eventually they will be cheaper. So unless we incentivize them, we won't get a cheaper price. The second thing is that Finkel report looks at long-term and mid-term solutions, not very long-term. But eventually it is a part of the solution. It's a good report, and if it will be adopted, the problem eventually will be solved, but it will take time.
We are talking to Yochai Glick, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yochai, what will be your advice to our listeners if they want to save on energy cost?
If you just stick with your energy supplier, your retailer, and you don't argue, you will pay a high price. And sometimes all you have to do is look around, search, and inquire with another retailer, and you can save a lot of money. Regarding solar energy, today it's a no-brainer. The return on investment today is guaranteed, and it's not very long. It's not like 10, 12, 14 years that it used to be in the past. It's more towards 4-5 years return on investment on rooftop solar.
So how do people go about it?
You Google it. A good site to begin with is Solar Quotes. See a site that quotes many, many companies. And then go to government sites that compare retailers.
Yochai Glick, thank you so much for explaining to us the energy crisis in Australia.